Island selfie, did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Oh, warm greetings and welcome back to Trenefits. Shortening it.
Love it.
You didn't run that by us.
I love it.
Okay. You like it? 2 out of 3 is not the majority, so.
It's cool because people, we could call the show Trenefits, mm-hmm. and then also the fans could be called Trenefits.
But what about people who come by like post merger? They're not going to know what Trenefits means.
Okay, fine.
You back down so fast.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. It's a bad idea.
Can I just say we have the best theme song in the whole world?
Right. Yeah. You know, every chance we get, we've got to shout out our buddy Andrew Clotworthy for not just, I haven't said this on the show, but he didn't just write us an amazing theme. When we came back and asked him to do like little interstitial music stuff too, he was totally game and gave it to us like right away.
Yeah.
And that's just really cool and awesome. And thank you.
And he has a podcast called Brother Lovers where they talk about Big Brother. So you guys can check that out.
Plug.
I mean, he plugged us with his beautiful music and we plug him. Plug.
No, I'm happy to do it. And I will check out the show too. Do I have to watch Big Brother to enjoy the show?
No, I don't think so.
Plug.
Yeah.
For Big Brother.
Also, watch Big Brother, even though today is the final episode and you'll never be able to see it again.
Do they go in the vault as soon as they air?
The Disney vault?
Actually, it's the CBS vault, which is just a direct ripoff of the Disney vault.
It's where they keep Jim Parsons.
Mordringo. Mordringo.
That's what he through the wall.
That's him trying to say Bazinga through the wall. Through the vault wall.
Oh, well, the vault wall's pretty thin if you can hear him that clearly.
He's yelling. Yeah, anyway.
We haven't done an episode in a while, so it's good to be back with my friends. And, I mean, I don't really have an excuse for, you know, not doing any shows for a while. I mean, Agata and July and myself, we've all been like super available almost every week to record. Mm-hmm. It's Robo Laura Hall that is impossible to schedule.
Yeah,
with.
And we just keep telling her you don't even need to be here. We'll just use you if you're not here.
And she just whips out the contract.
Yeah.
She points to clause
11C.
Obviously, I was going to say 11C.
Okay, well, you look like you were trying to read the back of your hand for a second. So I was trying to help you out.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
You have the whole contract printed on your hand.
So, yeah, we're not allowed to legally record an episode without her here. You know, she is in the producer's union. She is the producer of the show, so.
And some people say, why don't you just use Google Translate?
I don't even know. What?
Like
Google Translate can't be a robot.
No, I know, but like, people have said that, and the answer is that she has a very specific contract, and also her rider is ridiculous. Every time we record a show, we have to bring a whole wheel of cheese.
But at least the place smells good.
You know? True. That cheesy smell that we all love.
Gouda. It's a Gouda.
Hello, I am the producer formerly known as Robo Laura Hall.
What? What do you mean formerly? Formerly known as Robo Laura Hall.
I guess she's the producer of the show now.
Of this show?
Yeah.
Over my dead body.
She doesn't have any actual, like, content oversight.
Okay.
Except for what she provides.
Okay. I don't like her head getting so big. I'm just going to say that. That'll be the end of it. She's getting a little egotistical.
Watch your mouth.
I will not. I will speak my mind. This is my show, and you are basically the same as the refrigerator right next to you.
Well, then wash your mouth.
Ooh.
Oh, well, then wash your mouth.
Yeah.
She's really bad at inflection.
Shut your mouth, but if you don't want to shut it, then wash it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. We've got the four of us, the whole gang back together. We've done, you know, not a ton of episodes, but I think we'll pick up the pace in this next year.
That would be great.
You know, we've got some great guests lined up.
Also, on today's show, we have Snoop Dogg here, but he said he didn't want to say anything. So I just want to say, you said there's four of us. There's really five of us.
Right. And Snoop Dogg is watching us from the corner.
Yeah.
He's our other producer.
He also has a ridiculous writer. I mean, that's why we haven't had a show in so long, is because every time we do an episode, we have to get all this shit for Robolore Hall and Snoop Dogg. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we just want to stop by and have a quick hour-long recording, but instead it turns into like, July's got to go to Party City, you know? He's got to pick up the balloons, and Gabe has to go to the Valley.
Yeah. I have to separate Skittles.
Yeah.
And it's hard because like, Robolore Hall likes the purple, the orange, and the green Skittles, and Snoop Dogg likes the red, the yellow, and the green Skittles also, so they have overlap. And so the green Skittles are always, I always have fewer of those than
they always
else.
Have a big fight when you get back with the Skittles too over who gets the green ones, and that delays the show at least another 45 minutes.
And then they never open the balloons I get.
Yeah, that's true. We always run out of time for balloon hour.
Yeah. Balloon hour.
Pretty delayed response. I think you were just imagining what balloon hour would be like. Well, I think we all are. We do it every week.
I feel like the first 10 minutes of balloon hour are great, and then the last 50 minutes of balloon hour are very tedious.
Well, balloon hour is really a misnomer. It's actually just 20 minutes of balloon time, so.
Okay.
I mean, the first 10 minutes is just trying to open the packaging.
Mm-hmm. July doesn't know how to breathe out into a balloon, so he has to use a small tool to pump up the balloons.
I call that tool my penis. Anyway, we're really here to start the show as we usually do with our favorite segment.
Wait, we have to introduce ourselves and say the date and stuff.
Oh, right.
Oh, sure.
By the way, what you are listening to is Trends with Benefits. It's a show where we talk about trends, which I'm really excited to do as well. We've been, you know, I've been off the grid. I'm sure, Agata, you've been still in the fray.
Sleeping in that grid.
Sleeping in that grid. And July, you probably have been, dipping your feet in the grid?
Ew.
Or dipping my toes in it.
Gross, get your toes out of here. I'm in here.
This big's grid enough for the both of us, okay?
This big's grid enough?
This grid is big enough for the both of us.
This big's grid enough.
Yeah, so yeah, but it is, all of that stuff you told me I have to do. It's Wednesday, September 23rd. It's about 8:05. You know, we're back, baby.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to my brother and his girlfriend yesterday.
They have the same birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how nice.
How cute.
Twins? Are they twins? Are they twins?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Oh, okay. Are they twins?
Yeah.
Great. Now, as always, we start our show with our favorite segment.
Wait, you're Gabe Dannon.
I didn't say that part yet. Still?
Jeez, still
Louise.
No.
I'm Gabe Dannon. I'm here with my co-host, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Gata.
What's up?
And please introduce our guest, which we don't ever do until after we introduce ourselves.
Yes.
Right. We've got, one of the biggest men.
He's nodding. He's agreeing with you so far.
One of the biggest men that really just took over the world with their music and their love and their hair.
He's rocking now. He's doing some air guitar.
Yeah. I think he's trying to convey that he appreciates my kind words. But he was in that horror movie. Do you guys remember that?
Mm.
Well, I of course remember. I was in it.
It's Snoop Dogg, everybody.
Where?
Oh, listen up. It's me, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, what happened to your voice? I mean, I've heard you many times before.
It's my signature British accent.
Can you answer a question that's been burning in my mind? Why did you switch back from Snoop Lion to Snoop Dogg?
Great question.
Well, here's how it works, actually. I choose which animal I'm going to be. I use one of those things where you pull the cord and it...
You mean like a child's farmer's toy?
Yes. The child's farm toy where you pull the cord and the little thing goes round and it points at different animals and it says, the lion says, roar.
Why do you have a British accent?
Well, I mean, I could answer this one for you, Snoop, if I may. You've spent some time in...
I don't think going to London for a week and a half means that you can talk like that now.
Listen, here's the thing. Remember when I went reggae for becoming Snoop Lion?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now I'm going British Invasion.
Okay.
See? Okay.
And I've got a new aminal.
Aminal?
Mm-hmm.
Right. See, I've got a new animal that goes after Snoop.
All right. What is it?
I am Snoop Lima.
The fuck is
Snoop Lima? Snoop Lima.
I'm Snoop Lima.
What's Lima?
Oh, lemur.
Lima, yeah.
Snoop Lemur.
I thought you were saying Lima beans.
No. Listen, I'm Snoop Lima. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
From the UK.
What? He sounds so dumb. What is he saying? Gillette.
You really don't... He's saying lemur as in... The famous, iconic UK animal, lemur.
Not yeah, like lions are from Jamaica, right?
Yes. I mean, that sounds... Lemur sounds made up. Yeah, I'll just say that.
Escada is meant for an adult audience. Escada may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Escada, board certified addiction medicine.
So, one of the services we provide as a podcast and show in the podcast
and
realm.
And friend.
is that we provide advice. Free of charge. Mostly Agata.
But if you keep asking, and I'll know it's you because you write the same, I will start charging you.
Yeah, we'll put a Venmo link up on our website.
Mm-hmm. It'll be $100 a pop.
So we have this segment, Ask Agata, and we have opened up the forums to one and all. And you can be part of the conversation.
Yeah, ask me some stuff because I get a lot of positive feedback for my advice. People tell me they finally quit their stupid job or kissed that boy, made that sandwich perfect.
And here's a novel idea. Like, even if you don't really need advice, just make something up and write us.
Why would you?
We need questions.
I don't want to waste my time with fake questions. I want to help real people.
Okay. Well, if you are a real person and you have a real problem, please write into our website at twb.cool/ask, or we do permit the asking of voicemail questions as well, which you can leave at 432-AGATA-HIGH.
And we would love some of those, because those are fun.
They are great.
Yeah.
You know, do a freestyle rap.
We tried to get my dad to come on the show, but he declined, although I'm sure he'll listen to this, so hello.
Hi. We all met Agata's parents.
Hello. Hi.
Don't sound so enthused.
Hey, Agata's dad.
Kuba.
You were a nice guy, Kuba.
Yes, you were. How's it going?
Well, unfortunately, we won't ever know how it's going. Because you'll listen to this in like 3 weeks, probably.
This question is from Steve H. Dear Agata, I may be going to FT Worth for 5 days at the end of September for business. I see that you are uniquely qualified to give advice on Texas stuff. Please provide me with some tips on Texas business culture. How similar or dissimilar is it from Japanese business culture? Thank you.
What does that have to do? What?
Well, we should say that one of the things that Agata is an expert on, I mean, besides everything,
right,
but especially is Texas stuff.
True. That's on my list, and I do know Texas. But I'm just, what, I don't understand how the question correlates to the intro to the question, because
he's going to FT Worth, Texas.
Fort Worth.
What?
Which is right by where I lived for a long time.
Fort is Fort.
That was a classic Robolore Hall mistake.
All right.
Anyway, so thank you for asking me this question. I don't know what this has to do with Japanese businessmen.
It has everything to do with it.
He wants some tips on Texas business culture. How similar or dissimilar is it from Japanese business culture?
Why is he asking me that? I didn't say I know Japanese
business
culture.
Maybe he has experience with Japanese business culture, but no experience with Texas business culture.
So he's a Japanese businessman, and he wants to know what it's like compared to home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
So in that case, welcome to our country. Thank you for visiting. Texas. Drawing a blank. I lived there for so long. You know what? You know what they don't like when you put beans in chili. So, don't make any chili without beans in it. I mean, with beans in it. Yeah.
Is that something that you agree with, or do you not care? Are you cool with beans in chili?
Oh, I'm fine with it. When I make chili, I put beans in it, because I think it. What is it without beans, right? It's just like meat and water.
Yeah, right.
I like meat and water.
I mean, that's your prerogative. It feels like it needs something more substantial to me. So I guess I'm not very Texas-like in that.
I agree. I like beans in a chili. I like a several bean chili. You know, like you take a few different kinds of beans.
You could maybe try going to the state fair. I think that's probably going right now. And then you can get like a fried Oreo or...
He's not asking for like fun stuff to do, though, Agata. He's asking
for
business. He's going for business. And he wants tips on Texas business
culture. I'm talking about take the business guys out for a fun day at the fair.
Mixing business with pleasure.
I mean, what do you think expense accounts are for, if not to, like, show the clients around town? My dad does this all the time. He takes them out to fancy restaurants.
In Texas.
In Texas. Yeah, maybe you should ask my dad, because he probably knows a lot more than I do. So, you know, if you want to impress a client, maybe loosen up a little bit, you know? Just get a little loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
And take them to the fair and ride the Ferris wheel. Maybe if it feels right, hold their hand.
Okay. I'm listening.
Okay. And then... And then pay the guy running the Ferris wheel to stop it at the top. Give him old Benji.
Okay. It's moving a little too forward. You don't want to be... intimate with your potential business partners, right? This is what it sounds like.
I'm just saying, if the moment feels right, who are you to say no? You know, you're going to say no to opportunity for love?
I don't know, Agata. What you're describing does sound a lot like Japanese business culture.
I mean, everywhere they go, Japanese people, they hold hands. So...
Well, I think that was pretty good advice. Right?
I think so.
Well, you're welcome, Steve H. I'm sure that's going to be helpful.
Yeah, and have a safe trip home, Steve.
Yeah.
I mean...
Back to Japan.
Yeah, the flight can be quite a killer.
Mm-hmm.
Say hello to the
Kitty
Hironaka family.
Yep.
Steve H. I'm sure that's your last name.
Yeah. So, you know, we thank you for trying. Oh, also try some corn. They got a bunch of good corn.
In Texas?
Yeah.
With business. With the business people.
Why do you gotta let's say just... business can't be fun? Why did you just say business can't be fun?
Business can't be fun.
There it is again.
Angry Birds has finally made it to the big screen.
Oh, geez, I was just asking when it was coming out.
Angry Birds has made it to the big... Well, I mean, Angry Birds is on just about the smallest screen now, mm-hmm. right?
It's on all kinds of screens.
What's the smallest screen?
Our phones.
Oh.
Right?
I was thinking of even like a dime-sized or something.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I guess there's the watches and stuff now.
Mm-hmm. It's probably on that watch.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, smallest screens.
Beep, beep.
I gotta just touch her watch area.
Why does that sound so gross?
I didn't mean for it to. Okay, so Angry Birds is becoming a movie. It the headline said it made it to the big screens, but that's not true, right? It's not in theaters yet. There was just a trailer.
No, I think that's just what Roald Orha chose to say.
Oh, okay.
But the real headline is that the trailer came out.
What? That's
and I totally think I think we should hear a little bit of it.
Okay.
Just so we can, you know, imagine what the film would look like just by hearing it.
Okay. All right.
I'll close my eyes.
Oh, birds. Why do birds? Because they're angry birds.
Okay, we see a bird. We see more birds.
A banana.
They're all one's eating a sandwich.
Sandwich, sorry.
It was never a banana.
Ooh, one stomped on another one. Ooh, now he's getting angry.
Hey, Red, how are you? Oh, I'm horrible.
Red's grumpy.
Oh, voiced by Jason Sudeikis.
Even play Angry Birds anymore?
Oh wow, this red bird kicked this small blue bird.
I think that's part of the thing is like Angry Birds feels like, I mean, this movie feels like it should have come out a few years ago, doesn't it?
It feels so irrelevant now. Like I haven't even thought about Angry Birds in years.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your go-to tablet or phone, iPhone game or
Fruit Ninja for life?
For life? Really?
Oh.
I did play Candy Crush for a long time and that was horrible. That game is truly horrible.
It's not a good game or it's a bad game because it's so addicting?
Both. Like it's such a stupid game, but it's very easy to get sucked in, and then eventually it makes it impossible for you to keep going without paying like actual money.
Mm-hmm.
So by that point, you're too far in to be like, I never paid for it. I was like, once that came up and I was like, I can't get past this. I was like, all right, bye.
What would a game of Candy Crush sound like?
Bling, bling, bling.
Okay, so the movie should sound like that if a Candy Crush movie were to be made.
Maybe just a bunch of them. But there's no characters really.
It'd be hard to do it. Angry Birds like was made to be a movie. This is the first like cell phone game to movie transition that I know of, right?
I believe so.
I mean, there have been a lot of movie to cell phone game transitions.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, has there been anything else? What was really popular before Candy Crush?
Snake. Snake.
Oh, they did make Anaconda. That was based on Snake, mobile game.
Yeah.
It was, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you guys know, my least favorite movie.
Anaconda?
Yeah. I've told you guys this.
Really?
It scared me as a child when I saw it, and I'm to this day terrified of swimming in water, any water that I can't see through. I think about anacondas. That's not a joke. Even though I know they don't live here.
Are you afraid of snakes?
I don't like snakes, no. But my fear of anacondas is much greater than my fear of snakes.
Okay.
So don't ever play a funny prank on me with some anacondas.
I won't. Oh, by the way, I got you this can of nuts.
Oh my god, thank you so much. Gabe, you're such a good friend. You saw my text earlier where I said, Gabe, I'm hungry. I'm on my way over. I could really use some cashews. And you're so thoughtful to do that, really. Like, honestly, thank you. I mean, I'm coming to your house eating your cashews. Well, time to open it up. What? I can't see. Can't get my head.
What's wrong?
Yeah, what happened? What's going on over there?
You walked away really far away from us to open.
I thought that
that can.
I
of peanuts.
Thought that a snake would come up, but no snake came up.
No, I got you nuts. Why would a snake come out?
I don't know. I mean, I guess the timing, and I could hear hissing and rattle.
Oh, that was my can of snakes that I forgot to get you.
Oh, thank God it's only this other thing of snakes.
Okay, so Angry Birds is coming out as a movie.
Yeah, are we going to go see it?
It's the first cell phone Hell movie no. since Anaconda.
We're going to go see it, right?
Hell no.
We're going to be in line playing the game.
No, you think I'm going to spend $20 to see that bullshit?
I thought you really liked Jason Sudeikis.
That is true. You're right. Let's do it.
All right.
You created the whole movie, right?
All right. It's official. We're going to see the movie, and then we'll talk all about it in the future once we go see it.
Great.
Maybe we'll record ourselves on the way to the theater.
Yes.
The Angry Birds movie spectacular.
Yeah.
Did Peter Dinklage spit his gum into his wife's mouth before Game of Thrones Emmy acceptance speech?
What the fuck?
The question that it sounds like is being asked is, did Peter Dinklage spit his gum into his wife's mouth before his Emmy acceptance speech?
Yes.
So we're supposed to know the answer to that?
Is that that's so people are wondering if that's what happened?
Yeah, there's been a video going around town.
You can Peter, see him spitting into Peter, her mouth.
Well, it's Peter Dinklage and his wife making out. Did he transfer the gum in his mouth to her? Who knows?
Why is that a question?
It's the headline.
I know, but why?
Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones. The second Emmy win and fifth consecutive.
He was still chewing it afterward.
It looked like he was chewing gum. Then he kissed his wife. Then he was chewing gum again. Then he kissed her again. Then he wasn't chewing anymore.
But when he stood up after he kissed her again, it looked like he was chewing.
Gabe, you want to see this video and decide for yourself?
No, I've heard your perspective on it. I feel like I saw it. When it happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you watch the Emmys?
I did watch the Emmys, yeah.
Okay.
Not you guys didn't watch the Emmys?
No, hell no.
You guys didn't watch the Emmys?
Why?
Didn't you guys watch the Emmys?
I was too busy.
We do a podcast about what's trending, and you gotta watch the Emmys.
I don't have TV. How am I gonna watch the Emmys?
I also do not own a television.
Oh. You don't own a television?
Mm-mm.
You don't own a television?
I don't have TV service.
Oh. I just have an antenna.
No, I have service, but I just don't have TV.
Oh, you get the cable, mm-hmm. but no TV.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a TV, you could your family could watch whatever they wanted.
Exactly.
Seems like you should stop paying for the cable.
Nah.
So I mean, I guess I just don't know what the big deal is. Why is that a big deal?
Well, here's...
They're married.
But here's the thing. It's pretty gross.
It is gross. It doesn't matter if you're married. It's still, like, two different mouth bacteria.
According to dailymail.uk, it's pretty gross.
I don't know. I mean, it's gross. Like, I wouldn't want Peter Dinklage to spit his gum into my mouth or anybody, but, like, I don't know. Like, if you make out with your wife, then there's no difference.
There's no difference?
No.
There's definitely a difference. That gum's collecting all of the plaque in your teeth.
My issue is that it's gross because obviously he must have taken that sweet, sweet flavor out of the gum, and that's just no fun.
Oh, so you're upset that it would have been, like, dead gum.
Yes.
It's probably juicy fruit, which, like, immediately loses its flavor.
Did you you thought juicy fruit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you... Did you think juicy fruit?
Oh, yeah. Definitely a tropical flavor.
Oh, I think I thought it was going to be, like a Trident White or something.
On the dink?
On the dink. Maybe. Nah, I don't know. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
No, the dink don't stink, so he...
He's always chewing gum.
He's always chewing the tropical flavors for a treat, you know? He takes care of himself.
Bite-sized red panda tofu makes debut at Detroit Zoo.
Wow, that rhymed. Did you say bite-sized red panda tofu makes its debut at the something zoo?
Detroit Zoo.
At the Detroit Zoo?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tofu?
It's a bear.
Oh, it's a bear.
It's a panda?
Okay.
He's red.
I thought that it was tofu. Like, I literally was panda. Picturing bite-sized tofus in the shape of red pandas. Okay, got it.
Yeah, they're releasing a new dumb snack line at the Detroit Zoo with little tofus shaped like red pandas. Wanted to promote it on the show because we're big fans of Detroit Zoo, and we want to make sure that they're getting that sweet money.
That sweet tofu money.
Yeah, but also don't go to zoos because it's just mean. So we take it back.
So a red panda, those are cute.
Yeah.
Those are one of the cuter animals.
For sure. They're so cute. Look at those big old tails.
Mm-hmm.
Big old bush tails.
Mm-hmm. They look like Mario when he gets the little, like...
Tanuki suit,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So cute. So, wait. So, what's the story that it was born?
Yeah. Baby red panda. Says hello to the world.
Why'd they say bite size? That's not a good description.
Yeah, that's what
animal.
Confused me. That's why I was thinking about tofu.
Yeah, why are we gonna eat? Why would we want to bite into a red panda?
I don't.
Well, he's literally the size of you can stick him in your mouth. I guess is with the
why
with
would
the
we,
writer of Detroit
why would you
News
make,
is trying to
why
say
why would
here.
You want to make every reader think about putting that panda in their mouth? It's just a bit. Let's get this guy.
I mean, they look delicious.
Well, now we're really steering down a bad path.
I mean, scrumptious as in...
Adorable.
Adorable, yes. Not,
I don't think...
I would eat panda.
Some words are just for food, some words are just for animals, okay? We don't gotta mix them up like that.
Yeah, but the word choice in this article is really fun. Like they said, Detroit Zoo visitors this weekend got a taste of tofu. That's funny.
I wouldn't call a red panda appetizing.
I mean, I wouldn't either unless that was his name. His name is Tofu.
It's confusing. You don't want to confuse people with the headline. It should be very clear what you're talking about. Are you talking about an animal or are you talking about a snack?
Exactly. And also there's those like panda yummies, those Japanese candies.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If it's talking about that, then never mind everything else we said.
If you guys could snuggle with any kind of animal, would it be a red panda or another kind of animal? What do you say?
Out of those two options, I'll take another kind of animal.
What animal?
Oh, I have to choose one.
Does it start with a S?
No.
And with Nake, because I got a full can of them right here.
No. I mean, as long as there aren't any of my cashews, that's when I really get mad.
No, the cashews are really good. You should try some.
Okay. Well, I haven't stuck my hand in yet, but it looks all looks good from up here. Looks like a full load of cashews, just the right amount.
All right, now you want to talk about what word choice is not good for food? Load is not a good word choice. I would choose red panda to snuggle with.
Yeah?
They look really cute.
They are cute.
I don't know if I'd actually do it because I don't really know if they're dangerous animals.
And they're wild bears.
But they look so cute. Yeah. Little dot eyes, that's like a cartoon character.
That's their, like, that's how they survive in the wild, is that every other animal is like, oh my god, look how cute. Oh my god, honey, look at this thing.
Couple of kangaroos.
Yeah. Oh my god, look at his bushy tail. And then that little guy's sitting there like, oh, look at me. Wow. And you know what that means.
Pandemonium.
Pandemonium.
Well, I am terrified of the red panda now.
Yeah. And they claw to kill.
Okay, this is the part of the show where I bring the funny pages out from the newspaper, and I choose a comic strip to read in full detail for the, what do we call our listeners?
Trenifits?
Trenifits, there you go. Yeah, so all you Trenifers and Trennies.
Trenifers is really good.
You know what? I'm going to choose... it's been a while since we've done this. I'm going to choose Peanuts in honor of the new Peanuts movie coming out.
Oh, yeah. That's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Peanuts, you should really try some of those cashews.
I'm just waiting to get a little bit more hungry. I know it's about to kick in any second now.
So, as always, I go to my two friends here and ask them if they know anything about the universe of the comic before I read on.
Peanuts got a doghouse?
Peanuts got a doghouse.
Okay, Peanuts got a doghouse.
Okay, so
right.
There's a lady that sells lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she's got a crush on that dog.
She has a crush on a dog?
Snoopy?
The dog that hangs out on the doghouse.
Snoopy.
Yeah. And then there's another boy. He's got an old man curl, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
His
name's Zigzag.
Zigzag?
Yeah.
He likes her too.
Okay. Gabe, do you have anything to add to the Peanuts universe?
No, I think that's pretty much encapsulates the whole universe right there. I'll just add that it's written by Charles M. Schultz.
Mm.
And it's iconic at this point for all of the reasons that you describe. I mean, the Zigzag and his blanket and Snoopy and his house. It's amazing.
All right. Okay. So we got a four panel here.
Great.
First panel is Snoopy Dog, the dog whose name is Snoopy. He's prancing around in a white void. He seems happy. His ears are very up and down. Has a big old smile on his face. Where's he going? I don't know.
He's flying?
No, he's just like jumping up, I guess.
Oh, okay.
In merriment.
And what's behind him?
Just white.
Okay.
So second panel, he arrives with another new character.
His girlfriend?
Possibly. She's a girl with black hair, a blue dress, white shoes.
Oh, Alice.
Alice. She has
Diana.
A
Diana.
Alice Diana. She has a like a mean face.
Mm-hmm.
She's mad.
Mm-hmm.
She's mad because he's having too much fun. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Third panel. Snoopy does what he has to do.
What?
He does what he's been put on this earth to do.
What does he do to her?
Oh, you want to guess?
Oh, that's fourth panel action?
Oh, no. This is third panel, but no. You can guess.
No, we gotta save the fourth panel for guessing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. He lays a big old kiss on her.
Oh, my God. It's disgusting.
Smack is what it says on the panel.
Ugh.
Two hearts shoot out of his nose.
Oh, gross.
She seems frazzled.
Of course.
And there's the final panel, which, as always, you can guess.
Well, I think that Alice...
Diana.
Alice Diana. She's been given a lot to think about in just these last few seconds.
Yeah.
So, I think she's going to be seen saying to herself, I got a lot to process.
Okay, I like that guess. Agata, you have a guess?
I think she's going to say, you already have a girlfriend, the lemonade girl.
Okay, good guess, but not what happens.
Oh, what the?
Come on.
Snoopy does what he has to do.
What does that mean?
Pardon me, did somebody say my name?
Oh, no.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
It's a different... You probably got your name from him. How do you not know him?
All right, I'll leave.
Whoa, he's okay, really agreeable.
All right, so Snoopy leaves very happily because he did what he came in to do.
What? You're making that sound like he's doing something inappropriate.
No, he's kissing all the girls, breaking hearts, and living the dog's life.
Doing what you need to do has a certain connotation to it that's like dirtier than what you're...
Taking care of business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
business as usual, as the Japanese businessmen will teach you.
We do a full circle here, huh?
So Snoopy...
I wonder if anyone's listened to the whole episode.
So Snoopy has a thought bubble. Snoopy has a thought bubble, and it says, I kiss the crabby face.
He just says, I kiss the crabby face?
I kiss a crabby face.
A crabby face?
So he's insulting her.
Mm-hmm. So he did it to get revenge.
For what?
For...
Was her face still crabby after? Does it show?
Her face, she has her tongue out. She's very...
Whoa.
Unamused. Like, no, she's like contemplating what her life choices would be.
Sounds
next.
Like what I guess.
I don't get it. Why did he kiss her?
You're going to have to find out on November 6th when the Peanuts movie hits theaters nationwide.
Is that what the last panel says? Every week is just going to be like, to be continued in the movie.
In the upcoming American 3D computer animated comedy film produced by Blue Sky Studios and distributed by 20th Century Fox.
Are they the same people who did Angry Birds in the movie?
Yes.
Are you all ready for a hoedown? It says you have to do it in the contract.
I didn't sign a contract. You signed a contract.
We signed the contract that says you have to do it.
I didn't sign anything. I didn't put my paw print anywhere.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. We signed it.
It does matter because...
It's signed, which means it's a legal document, and it says that you have to do it on it. So...
You signed that I have to do it?
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't sign away my rights.
So you don't...
You're not my dad.
Your dad signs away your rights?
He has before.
Oh.
Agata, your dad signed.
What? He signed what?
The contract.
Oh, mother. So this is kind of like the Britney Spears situation, you know? Like, she's a grown woman, but her parents signed things for her.
Yeah, you got 5150. Is that what it is?
What?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
So this is the part of the show where we do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway? Hoedown about something we talked about in this episode.
Right.
Everyone loves the hoedown, you know? Mm-hmm. Favorite segment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even once this show is over, we should just get together and hoedown every now and then.
That's what I keep saying. Yeah, let's do a hoedown. Do you have a suggestion for a subject, Robo Laurel?
Texas.
Oh. I mean, no one's more qualified to hoedown about Texas than Agata.
Yeah, seems like a splendid suggestion for a hoedown.
All right, let's do it.
Well, I went down to Texas, and here's what I'll say. Everything's so big. Oh, my goodness. Everything's so huge. I had some barbecue.
Well, I moved here from Texas and everything's real different. I don't know where to sit or where to go to work. Sometimes I just get on my bed and cry, and it's just because I want to die.
Well, I went down south to rope myself a deer, but everywhere I saw there were steer. Texas is a land of steak and hope. I'm catching cows with my big old rope.
Oh, Snoop Dogg, you wanna do this?
Hello, my name is Snoop Dogg. I come from London.
No, you
Everything
don't.
I do is bloody cool. Ah, chip and cheerio. Where's me fish and chips? Where's me bangers and mash?
Where's my bangers and mash?
God, nobody believes that you're from London, Snoop Dogg.
Oh, Snoop Dogg / Snoop Lemur.
Yeah, Snoop, I'm sorry. I forgot to adopt your new name.
You're the best thing that's happened in this show so far.
Oh, well, quite.
Well, thank you for that insightful contribution.
Blah, quite.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Sometimes I think British people overuse that word and they want to sound smart because we don't use it here. Guess what? Doesn't make you any smarter.
Hey, we got through a show.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We have fun doing it. July, do you have anything to plug?
I just want to plug the Peanuts movie coming out sometime in November. Gonna go see it, enjoy it, and I don't know, maybe start my own comic.
Mm-hmm.
I want to plug the you didn't ask me, but I'll just go ahead. I want
to
plug
Agata, do you have anything to plug?
I want to plug the Lego movie,
the sequel, the new one that's gonna come out.
No, the first one. It was cool, but you know what? It kind of hurts your eyes.
Didn't have enough Angry Birds in it, if you ask me.
There could have been more. But how can you watch that movie, though, you know? It hurts.
The Legos?
Mm-hmm. Because there's all these Legos moving at the same time. You can't just watch them all.
No, that was one of the things that made, like, playing with Legos so easy when you're a kid, is that they don't move unless you move them.
Yeah. So your eyes could be on them at all times. Yeah. But the movie was pretty cool. So get it on, go down to Blockbuster and get it. Pick it up. Got a cool Friday flick.
You might find a good used deal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Good idea. Maybe. Okay. Here's what. Go to google.com. Type in used Lego movie.
Okay.
And make sure you put movie in there because you're just going to get a bunch of used Legos if you don't. And what are you going to do with that, you know?
definitely not play with them. They've been used.
Gross. They're soiled.
Yeah.
They've all been in Peter Dinklage's mouth.
What hasn't? Am I right? Call back to the gum earlier. What was it? Oh, yeah.
So you Google used Lego movie.
Used Lego movie. And then you buy it.
From Blockbuster.
Yeah. After that, you leave your house and you go to Blockbuster and you pick it up.
Okay. And remember to be kind and rewind. Yeah.
Put the DVD in upside down and rewind it.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to play it through the whole movie upside down mm-hmm. so that it goes back to the original spot.
Yeah.
Yes. Hail Satan.
Be kind. Hail Satan. What do I want to plug? I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It's on every Wednesdays on TBS. Very funny.
That's not true.
It's a show, you know, we have fun doing it.
TBS isn't funny.
Oh, well, cut that out, please.
We do this show, it's fun, and we don't get one out every week. I like to think of our show as, you know, the friend that's really fun, but not necessarily the person you count on to be there for you every week. but, you know, like, we've got our schedules, and we come out with them as often as we can, and we hope that you stick with us. Because I worked in the podcast and biz for many, many years, and they always told us, you got to keep coming out with an episode every week. Otherwise, you lose your audience. Well, you know what?
Uh-oh, Gabe's being serious. He's stepping on a soapbox.
That box is all soapy, Gabe. Careful.
Careful.
You know what? This is the only way I know how to clean my feet.
Well,
why do you have to do standing on this soapbox.
Why do you have to do it now as we're wrapping up? Can't you wait till we leave?
Have you seen how dirty my feet are?
I have noticed that. Hold on, look at this. Oh my God.
Well, like, I wasn't going to say anything, but...
Why are they covered in raw eggs?
What do you want me to do? Cook them?
Yeah, and please.
Then put them on my toes? Not making toe omelets over here.
All right. Okay. What do you have to say, Gabe, about the audience?
I just want to say thanks for listening. If you keep listening all the time, you know, like, whatever. We really think that that's cool. We like the idea that people listen to the show.
Agreed. We love you.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.